This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. We've heard about the journey that unaccompanied minors take to get to America and how hard it can be just to stay here. But there are some unaccompanied minors who are here legally. They're called unaccompanied refugee minors, or URMs. There are just 1,300 nationwide, and about 150 of them are here in California. Unlike unaccompanied minors seeking asylum, URMs enter the country through a federal program that's supposed to provide care and services. These young people are at the intersection of two already overworked systems, refugee resettlement and foster care. Mills College reporter Ajua Jimambrempong brings us the story of one young refugee and his fight to hold the state accountable.
Do you want to set an alarm so that you know when you're...
I did.
Noor Katham has his eye on the clock.
Awesome.
My phone airplane mode, so no one.
Noor has an athlete's swagger and sense of timing. He set an alarm on his phone to be sure he doesn't get a parking ticket here in downtown San Jose. Noor's been a refugee in three different countries. So even though he's only 20, he knows a lot about running out of time.
Being a refugee is a surprise. You don't choose it. It's just a must. And there's no words that would describe being a refugee.
Noor was born in Iraq in 1995. In 2003, when the U.S. invaded, his family fled to Jordan and then to Syria. But in 2011, the Arab Spring erupted, and his family was displaced again. This time, they ended up in America. Noor was 16.
I have no words. It was hard. It was harsh. I came here as a refugee. My mom and two sisters, and it was a hard journey.
The family landed in Almaden, an affluent community close to San Jose. Noor worked hard to adjust to his new life. He played football and even joined the wrestling team. But things weren't easy at home.
Mother had PTSD, ADHD, and she had many other symptoms. And things weren't going well at the home.
His mom wasn't the only one who struggled to adjust.
I had many problems. I couldn't understand the culture. I didn't understand the people. I didn't understand the language. I had a lot of frustrations in public and at home.
After less than a year in the country, the pressures at home boiled over. Noor's mother kicked him out of the house. So at the age of 16, he became a foster youth through the Unaccompanied Refugee Minor Program. He was lucky. He didn't have to go to a group home. His wrestling coach's parents took him in.
I was sheltered, and I felt safe for the first time in my life, so it was really cool. We would watch football, we would watch basketball, and we would speak about Edgar Allan Poe. We'd speak about different poets and barbecue sometimes.
He felt like part of a family again. For the first time in years, he felt safe. But Noor had chronic problems from his childhood on the run. Not the mental pain his mother faced, but physical ailments, a broken wrist, back pain, hamstring problems. Some of his teeth were rotting from a lack of early dental care.
My dentist told me beforehand that if I don't find an orthodontist, I would lose four of my teeth. And so I had to go in, and then I looked for some orthodontist that would cover Medi-Cal, but my Medi-Cal was off.
As an unaccompanied refugee minor, Noor is entitled to the state's Medicaid program, known as Medi-Cal. He's supposed to be covered through age 26. But when he turned 18, he lost his coverage with no explanation.
So I was in a tight spot. Luckily, I found a place where I had to pay out of my own pocket. And I'm paying out of my own pocket right now for braces.
Noor didn't understand why he'd lost his insurance. So he went to Bay Area Legal Aid, one of the few local nonprofits serving the low-income refugee population. They told him he was still eligible for Medi-Cal, and they petitioned the state to get his coverage back. He won. But this is where it gets a little complicated. There are two state agencies that are responsible for unaccompanied refugee minors, or URMs. One of those is the Department of Healthcare Services. They appealed Noor's ruling, seeking to overturn the judge's decision. And it turned out he wasn't the only URM being dropped from Medi-Cal earlier than promised.
What we noticed was that increasingly we were seeing the same clients over and over again with the same issues.
That's Marina Panchenko, an attorney at Bay Area Legal Aid. She says many unaccompanied refugee minors are being denied the medical coverage they're supposed to get.
I represented a client that was an unaccompanied refugee minor that ran away from home at the age of 12 and actually had crossed the border on his own. And he eventually was found by a local, church official. Once in the United States, it was identified that the youth was suffering from TB and needed a course of treatment.
8 months into his treatment, he was dropped from Medi-Cal. Bay Area Legal Aid intervened, and eventually his insurance was restored. But in between, there was a gap in medical coverage for a patient with a highly infectious disease. Panchenko says the experience was traumatic.
Really quite horrific, not being able to access healthcare coverage.
That coverage is used to address physical sickness, but also mental and emotional needs. And when you're a refugee and a foster kid, mental health care is often needed.
These individuals have faced trauma in their home country, not just potential, political conditions of their home country and having suffered trauma, maybe coming from a war-torn country, but in addition, not having a guardian or a parent to take care of them. So they have this experience that they're bringing in with them, and mental health services is absolutely critical.
Panchenko says she's seen about 10 young people who are being denied health care. But she believes that's just the tip of the iceberg.
I'm seeing these youth be terminated from coverage. I'm seeing non-responsiveness to our advocacy efforts. And I think there's a general confusion on just a sort of a administrative level about where these youth are supposed to fit in.
So Panchenko is suing the state. I reached out to the Department of Healthcare Services. They said that they're unable to comment on pending litigation. But in an email from their Office of Public Affairs, they wrote, quote, "The federal government has ultimate responsibility for the URM population through the Office of Refugee Resettlement," end quote. The case is pending. There may be some disagreement as to who is responsible for these young adults as a group. Many have no access to legal aid. The hope is that this suit will reach into the shadows and help those who may be struggling. Noor Katham will tell you he's lucky.
Growing up, I didn't find peace with my heart, and as well as my mom, and we had to move because we had to run away, either death or running away, and we ran away all my life, luckily. Now, here I could decide for myself. I'm a grown man right now.
At 20, he's on the cusp of adulthood, but he still needs support, like healthcare. It remains to be seen whether the state will provide that support, or if Noor will run out of time. For Cross Currents, I'm Ajua Jimabrempong.